Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do the last two ahadith under the chapter on the prohibition of wailing over the dead, slapping the face, tearing the clothes, plucking out and shaving the hair, and supplicating for destruction. All this done at the time of death. Normally a woman would do this when a husband would pass away. So this is something that is prohibited in Shariat. We don't behave like this. We behave in a very respected way, in a way that a person should behave as far as decorum is concerned, as far as having some control over himself or herself, and a person doesn't scream and shout and tear the clothes, etc. These are not practices of a Muslim. A Muslim is one that is always happy with the decision of Allah Ta'ala. Tearing and being sad is normal. As we did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he teared. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam himself cried. But very, in a very controlled manner. And this is how a Muslim should behave. With a lot of respect, even at the time of losing someone. This is the decision of Allah Ta'ala. We're accepting it wholeheartedly. The natural emotions will continue, but we don't say anything against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't make any statements that will be a means of us being taken to task on the day of Qiyamah. And in these two ahadith that we do today, we find that the severity, even upon the dying person or the person that has just passed away, by people uttering the wrong words, is even affecting and hurting these people that have just passed away by us not being careful of the words that we are using. So therefore, we should also be considerate of the person that has passed away. One is our own emotions, and one is the condition of the person that has passed away. Take that person's condition also into account before a person wants to scream and shout and cry and make statements. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من ميت يموت فيقوم باكيهم فيقول واجبلا وسيدا ونحو ذلك إلا وكل به ملكان يلهزانه أهكذا كنت رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when a person passes away and people cry over him by saying, O mountain amongst men, O the leader of people, in other words, now they're shouting out claims in favor of this person, or they make similar statements to this, then two angels are appointed to prod him in his chest and ask him that, were you really like that? So now these people are making out those bold statements and bold claims. And now the angel is asking this person, were you really like that? In other words, we are taught by this, that don't make statements that are not true. You know, these statements normally would be made for any person that passed away. Why? Because it was a method of wailing. It was a method of mourning the deceased. And it doesn't matter who passed away, you start making all these bold claims, screaming out, shouting bold claims of this person that had passed away. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that you're saying all these things, but this person is being taken to task for it. Two angels are prodding him and saying, were you really like that? Now here again we explain that these were practices that happened in a person's lifetime and a person never stopped it. Now he is being taken to task for it after passing away or just before passing away. This person is being taken to task. So therefore, when wrong practices are taking place, we must make sure that we stop it. Or it could have been a person that was encouraging this sort of behavior. Now he's also being taken to task for this. So therefore, in Shariat, if something is true about a person, something is good about a person that's true, then a person may speak it. It's actually good for the person that has passed away. And some evil quality he had that maybe have been a personal quality and is not going to affect the public and the way the public will behave, then those qualities we conceal, we hide it, we don't speak about it at all. There's no need for it. Unless it's going to be detrimental for the public. For example, some statements he made that were encouraging people to do some kufr practices or some bid'at, etc. And there's fear that people may continue with these wrong practices that he had started. Then to speak out against those practices, there's no harm. In fact, a person has a duty to speak out. Here we're talking about personal wrongs a person may have had, personal gunas or sins he may have had. For example, he was not performing his salah. He had a habit of drinking wine or taking some type of intoxicants. Now when the person passed away, there's no need to speak about that evil. Whatever good qualities that we know about that person, we speak. There's no harm. What this hadith is speaking about is where a person starts making bold claims and screaming out and shouting out all these statements when a person has just passed away. as a form of wailing. This person actually taken to task for this. The last hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إثنتان في الناس هما بهم كفر الطعن في النسب والنياحة على الميت. رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said there are two things people do which are the actions of kufr, which are disbelief, which are kufr, in relation to these two actions. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining that which two actions. So there are two things, two actions which people do, which are actions of kufr. So first one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Abta'anu fi nasabi," a person finding fault in another person's lineage. In other words, this person is the son of a certain person, but he finds fault, he pokes fun at that lineage. In Sharia, this is something that is very serious. Person is the son of a certain person, don't mock that lineage, respect that lineage. Sometimes we want to poke fun at a person's lineage, we want to ridicule a lineage. So a person feels that I got the freedom to do it. Sharia doesn't like that. This person is the son of a certain person, that must be respected. So therefore, this is something which is known as an action of kufr. And the second thing is a person wailing over the dead. This part ties up with this chapter that we're doing. Person wailing, screaming, crying over the dead. So here again we explain that there isn't any problem with crying, but this is talking about specific type of wailing over the dead. Ulama explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِثْنَتَانِ فِي النَّاسِ هُمَا بِهِمْ كُفْرٌ, that there are two actions which people do, which are the actions of disbelief, actions of kufr. So how come this two actions are likened to kufr? We know kufr is a very, very serious thing. Person becoming a kafir, making statements of kufr is very serious. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing these two actions. One is finding fault, ridiculing, picking on a person's lineage, and the other is wailing over the dead. Ulama explain like how the severity of kufr, how serious kufr is. In other words, it's a very serious thing. To draw a comparison between the seriousness, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described this also as kufr. In other words, that is something that is very serious. This is also serious like that. So the comparison is in the seriousness of the two actions. And the second explanation that ulama give is where a person considers this thing to be halal, is no problem. I can mock somebody's lineage, there's no harm in it, there's no issue with it. Or we can wail over the dead and there's no harm over it. So now when a person considers this to be halal, something that Allah has made forbidden, we consider it to be halal, then that is actual kufr. So actual kufr, something that is haram, to consider it to be halal. A simple example, drinking wine is impermissible, it's haram. A person considers it to be halal, that he goes out of the fold of Islam, that is actual kufr. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every manner, in every way. Such beauty, such decorum, such beauty is hidden in the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every way. We must just desire to follow. Everything has been given to us on a platter. We should just desire that we follow every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person that follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Which one of us do not want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And this person will also become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which one of us don't want to become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil